This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Let's return to Family Matters. It's our series focusing on three families going through the same experience. They've decided to bring different generations under the same roof to get by. This morning, we're returning to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and you might remember this voice. She was on our program a few weeks ago.
I just feel like I'm a burden, but the girls don't even think that way of me. I make their day. Miserable, but I make it.
Breaking the tension with some laughter there, that's Annabelle Bowers. She's 87 years old. Her family has a nickname for her, Snootsy. Keeping her at home takes time and sacrifice. And the other night, the sacrifice fell to her great-grandson, Chris, who stayed at home to look after her. Now, that meant that the rest of the family could come here.
Heads up. Hey, Lauren, you got two on her.
It was this gorgeous evening at a county park. There were kids rolling by on bicycles or in uniforms on ball fields. Chris's sister, Lauren, had a softball game.
One, two, three, hit, break, score!
Her parents, David and LaDonna, were watching right along the third base line, and I chatted with them about what they've learned from all the juggling they've been doing.
One question I had for both of you is, how taking care of Snootsy has shaped the way you think about your own later years?
I wouldn't say it's changed my approach. I hope that someone will do that for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I do it. I told him when she first started having trouble, I'm like, I don't want to put her in the nursing home.
And unfortunately, at some point, she'll need a level of care that we can't provide. If you haven't figured it out, my grandmother is rather bullheaded sometimes, and she knows it. If she walk around with that walker and she would step away from it and start reaching and turning, well, that's how she's going to fall. And we had to tell her flat out, Grandma, you fall down and break a hip, we can't take care of you. Like, we live in a two-story. The amount of care that it would require is more time than we would be able to give her, and still, maintain our kids' activities and their livelihood.
Sounds like a blunt conversation, though. That sounds like a wouldn't be able to take care of her and have nights like this at the ballpark and giving time to your kids. And
I couldn't, because right now Chris is home with her and she has the bell there. He's upstairs. I said, Grandma, if something, if you need anything, you ring that bell. And Chris knows if she rings the bell to come to her.
I hear them yelling, Lauren. Is she batting?
Yep, Lauren's up right now.
How is she as a batter?
So, she hits pretty good here. That's her friend here pitched to her.
Can you talk us through the at-bat and tell us what's happening?
Yeah, I don't even know what the count is. I was talking to you guys. I'm not too sure. Uh-oh, full count. Here we go. This is the pitch.
Big pitch.
Full count. She's got a swing to stay alive here. Oh, foul ball. It's up in the air and caught by the pitcher. Oh, she got her. There we go.
She will have more at-bats later.
Yeah, we should have more at-bats.
It's your little chatter, Yellow.
So Chris is home tonight.
He is.
With Snootsy.
Right.
Is that, for a 14-year-old, is it hard? Like, would he rather be out with friends sometimes, kind of outside playing in the neighborhood?
I'm sure sometimes there are, and I'm like, honey, you have to stay, because we got to run.
Actually, Lauren, she's been real good. Obviously my grandmother doesn't want her grandson to see her naked. So Lauren, my daughter's been a great help at night, helping her get her pajamas on and stuff.
I think we expect a little bit more from them. They got to grow.
Do you handle losses okay? I know it wasn't the best result for the team, but keep your head up and get at it next time, right?
Yep.
So how's Snootsy?
Yeah, it's okay.
Good.
Yeah?
Just hanging in there.
I know your brother's with her tonight. Is it when you have that responsibility? Is that a lot for someone your age, or how do you deal with it?
Well, she doesn't really need a lot of help. We usually get her a snack, get her a glass of water before we go upstairs and do our stuff, but she's usually good by herself for a couple of hours, and then every 30 minutes we'll go down and check on her, see if she needs to go to the bathroom, get up, get food, drink, and so on. So she's usually covered.
We were just talking to your parents about being with her, so much and being so close to her, how it's kind of changed how you think about, the future, how you might take care of your parents when they're that age. What sorts of thoughts do you have?
I hope they're fit when they're 60s, 70s, 80s, but I know it'll be time when they're in a walker and can't walk anymore, I need help, bathroom, but I'll be ready when they're old.
Oh, good, we're training them right.
And there are pictures of Snootsy with her great-grandchildren and photos from all the stories in our Family Matters series at our website, npr.org.